Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Correct. That's just the answer we were looking for.
Now, hold on. In my defense, it is my experience that I am generally correct about most things.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G, and with me today is my hottie bestie. She's a mama of two. She got a husband who won't come on the podcast with us because he's too busy right now. A new car. She's got a dog. She's got a lovely house. She has a lot of family, and she's pretty much related to everybody in the Metroplex. Her name is
Amy Nichols. You know, I've been thinking about the last couple of times that we've started, and I don't introduce you. No one introduces you. And I have thought, you know what? I need to work on something. So I haven't yet. But I could give you a little taste of what, like, a spare of the moment, I don't even know what I'm saying, it's just coming out of my mouth, would be.
Do it, because I don't know if you could tell, but what I just said was not planned.
Okay. And with me is Lacey G. She's got dry hands and feet and really loves her hot husband. She's got a dog named after a trophy. That's all I got.
I love it. That was perfect. Thank you, Amy.
You're
and
welcome.
So correct. My stinking dry hands. So I came across something that made me so smug. So I had to sit down with my... Don't you just love being a know-it-all?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hate being wrong. I hate making mistakes. But if I'm right, which hopefully is all the time, like, I'm so cocky about it, you know? And it's just like, I'm so smart. I'm so right. It's great. So I come across an article that I had to throw up in my husband's face.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So we had a conversation about it.
This is Loose Lips and...
Mia Wallace.
I thought you'd say Mr. Loose Lips. One of my favorite things that I love about you is your obscure movie quotes that you pull out of nowhere and use them in the perfect situation. I have bragged about that often. I'm also going to immediately follow that up with a complaint. What is my number one pet peeve about you?
My eyebrow hairs?
No. But what happened one time whenever I brought up the eyebrow hairs?
Let's just say we didn't have a problem with them for about 6 months.
So what had happened?
Did they get singed off in a fire?
No, his eyelashes did, though, and I got to make fun of him for that. Not that, but he kept pointing them out. I would have never noticed that he didn't have any eyelashes, and I get eyelash extensions, so every time he complained about it, I'm like, I got a girl. But he, all of a sudden, got these crazy old man eyebrows where he just, like, gets that curly cue.
Yeah.
And I would tell him, don't move. Let me get it. And he'd, of course, immediately start touching his eyebrows. And then I'd lose that crazy hair.
Right.
So whenever we first moved into the house, I found a ear trimmer and eyebrow trimmer that somebody had already given him. So somebody else had
so
a problem.
Okay, so not in the house when you moved in.
No. It was ours. It's still in a package. So somebody else obviously had the same feelings about him. And so... he asked me if he should take care of his eyebrows. And I was like, absolutely. I mean, I finally had to tell him, like, sweetie, I'm not trying to be mean. You need to take care of this. Like, your eyebrows are out of whack. So he rips them out of the box and goes to do them. He didn't read the directions and shaved off half of his eyebrow. But from the nose center.
Yeah, that's not good. That's way worse than the other half.
Yeah. And I... died, cried, laughing. I tried to get a picture. He even yelled at me. He's like, well, you don't read directions either. Yeah, well, I'm not the one with an eyebrow right now. And we were getting ready to go out. And I had to fill in his eyebrows before I could go to dinner because I was like, I can't. I won't be able to eat. I'm just going to laugh the entire time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I tried chasing him around with my phone for like ever trying to get a picture. And he was a lot faster than my iPhone. And then it grew back in way too soon.
Yeah. We had the same issue. Josh was trying to trim and he did a line, but it kind of looked like a scar, so it wasn't nearly as bad as shaving half your eyebrow off.
Yeah. He even brought like my eyebrow pencil with him to work because he couldn't look like that.
Poor thing.
It was too funny, but it grew back so fast, too fast for me. So anyway, here we continue.
I don't know what's your major complaint. You have so many of them.
What is my biggest complaint about you? What's the number one thing that stresses me out? Think about this for 1 second.
Jesus.
There's two places in the house you could go to and it would immediately stress me out. Why is that?
The my room, probably, I'm mm-hmm. sure. And
man cave.
Yeah, the man cave. I have one room in the whole house. And then I would say maybe, I don't know, the garage?
Yes. And why would both those places stress me out?
Because your crap is all over both of them?
Because you hang on to stuff that's not necessary to hang on to.
Wait. Who makes you the necessary police, though? How do you not know when things may be necessary? You never know when you may need something that pops up. Like, oh, wow, finally, I have a use for that painting shirt I've been saving for 5 years.
Okay, cool. So I threw out a VHS.
Better not have been today. You better not have thrown out anything today.
What is that even called? A tape deck? No. A
VCR?
A VCR. Sorry, I'm not that old. I can't think of the name. That's all retro and stuff.
Anyways,
for me.
Einstein, continue.
And a 100-disc CD changer.
20 discs. 100 discs. It had 100 discs. It was a carousel. It was a CD jukebox.
But the point is, we hauled this thing around for, what, 6-7 years before you finally got rid of it? Because you kept telling me you're going
to
save...
The pronoun we is cute. When you say we, that's cute.
Well, your crap is intermingled with mine, unfortunately. That's why we have an abundance of your stuff overflowing throughout the house and the garage. But I was just going to say, you told me for like 6-7 years that you were going to save these CDs to iTunes, and you never did. And you know what else people don't use besides VCRs? CDs. So I found this survey that says, most of us have a little hoarder hidden somewhere inside of us. At least we think it's little.
Like a charger?
Thanks to a new survey, you can compare your hoarding instincts to everyone else. Let's see how many of these you list off.
I'm not a hoarder. Let me tell you this. I've been in hoarder houses, and it is way, way worse than you're thinking. I just keep some quote-unquote crap. Hoarder houses, you can't move. There's like aisles of stuff.
Like your room in the garage. Touche.
No, not touche.
Okay, so.
Do you know where the hoarder house stuff came from?
Like Walmart bags and stuff.
No, originally there
like
was.
Like Hoarders, the TV show.
There was two brothers in New York City in Harlem called the Collier Brothers. You didn't know this at all, right?
I don't know American history. Why the hell would I know this?
Well, they were super rich dudes, and they had all this stuff piled up everywhere. Like piled. Not like a little inconvenient pile in the corner. And the one brother was an invalid, like he couldn't feed himself, and the other brother took upon himself to feed his brother, but they were so worried about getting robbed because they were so rich that they burrowed holes through all this stuff and made like intricate waves and things. And so the one brother went to go bring his brother food, and it collapsed and it trapped him, and he suffocated and died.
That should be a lesson to you.
And then his brother died because he didn't get fed.
How does he even know that?
Is it made up?
I don't know.
Check back. Fact check him?
I did not. Also, I realize, how did I end up with such a smart person whenever I can't think of the word VCR? But in my defense, this was last night, and we get up so stinking early here that by the end of the day, my brain is mush. I'm not nearly as stupid as I sound. I'm just sleep deprived.
Yeah, absolutely.
I went out Friday night with a friend, and I'm talking to them, and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I sound like a bumbling idiot. I can't speak.
I don't think you sounded bad on that.
Oh, I couldn't think of the name of a VCR.
I have that problem all the time.
But yeah, so my problem with him is hoarding. I mean, I say that lightly, but he has so much stuff, Amy, and it stresses me out. And I try to get rid of some of it, and then I get busted because I'll leave it in my car for too long instead of going and dropping it off. We have stuff. We have so much stuff, and it's all his stuff.
He has so much stuff.
Let's see if you check any of these off your list. Do you still have multiple stuffed animals or keepsakes from your childhood?
Nope.
You don't?
Uh-oh.
What about all those VHS tapes and the baseball cards that you've yet to go through that may or may not be worth something? Majority of them are not.
None of those are stuffed.
Or keepsakes from your childhood. Do you save your old cell phones?
No.
Okay, I am guilty of one Yogi Bear. Also, I have keepsakes, but all my keepsakes are in my memory box. That's where I keep all of my childhood stuff in one neat place and not throughout the garage in the house. Also, guilty though, I do still have the track phone that we used in Ireland, just in case we ever travel again and we need a little track phone for overseas, I do have that. Do you still have CDs?
Yes.
You have a box full of CDs, right?
Maybe. I used to collect imports too, though.
And 100 is CD changer, or did we finally throw that out?
I finally threw that out. You keep saying we, and it's adorable. I threw them out.
That's adorable that you act like you do stuff whenever I'm not around. Yeah. No, I was standing over you and making you do stuff.
Yeah.
Don't act like you took the initiative.
We, yeah.
Do you still have DVDs?
Maybe a couple, but we did a serious DVD purge, remember?
Do you have multiple hammers, screwdrivers, nails, and other tools?
Yes. That's not a hoarding thing at all.
Well, if you have multiples and you never use them, which some people in the survey may never use their tools, hardly ever, in the survey.
In the survey?
Yeah.
Yeah,
They may have a toolbox full of tools and then an additional toolbox full of tools, yet zero TVs hung in the house.
Wow, somebody is sleeping on the couch. I think this show should start to be called Tight Lips.
So, although that survey proved to me is that I'm right and that he's a hoarder, but it's just because I cannot stand holding on to crap. Now, I called it a memory box. I can't remember what it's like, a dowry, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, the big hope chest is what it is.
Okay.
My parents gave me a hope chest whenever I graduated high school. So I have a big hope chest, and that's where all of my childhood stuff, my memories up to now, everything, I put it in there. That way, I've got everything in one neat place.
Yeah, I have
so
that.
So my guest room is messy because I also have my parents' stuff in there. Whenever my parents moved, they moved into a travel trailer and had me keep all the family stuff. So I've got my stuff and my family stuff all in my guest bedroom. But you know what? You can't see it.
Stored away in the closet.
Yeah,
sure,
it's in the closet, underneath the bed.
Yeah.
I did get in trouble with my dad one time because he asked me if I would hold on to his CDs. And I went off and I was like, I can't do that. I yell at Jeremy about this 100 disc CD changer. What kind of example am I going to set for him if I'm willing to hold on to your CDs? And ends up, I thought he was talking about a CD collection. Ends up it was his personal CDs because my dad's a Christian singer. So yeah, I've got all those underneath my bed still. Whenever they get their new place, I'll be able to give them their stuff back. But yeah, he can't throw away anything. But then I throw away stuff, and the minute I throw away, then it's like, oh, well, now I could have finally used this.
Yeah. It's a, what is that, a catch 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Or ironic. So do you have any complaints about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Josh's mountain of shoes, and I exaggerate for my own entertainment and to make a point, but I'm saying like I have to step over a pile of sometimes up to 6 pairs, which if you don't do math, it's 12. It's 12 shoes. And I'm not kidding. Like it has gotten up that high and it's like right in front of the door. So yeah, that really is aggravating. Mm-hmm. And not alone is it, you know, a hazard in the dark. It's untidy, but he knows that I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that I don't like it.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? So that should be enough of a reason to pick up your shoes and put them where they belong.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, I did do a survey with him, not because of a pet peeve. It was just more of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said, is colorblind,
mm-hmm.
especially purples and pinks. So I found this survey just scrolling through Facebook, and it was a colorblind test. And I was like, okay, I've got to get him to, just because he never agrees with me. And I've never had a problem with anyone else. I've always agreed on colors with every other human being in the world. So I have him take this test, and he passes with flying colors. I'm telling you, like 100%, not no pun intended. Like he got 100%, which was shocking. I didn't even get 100%. And as a web/graphic designer, color is my thing.
Yeah.
Like I have to know about values and tone and hue and like everything. Like I need to know. And he got all of them. It totally backfired.
So is he colorblind or not?
No, I guess not. Like it was a solid, the survey was a solid color. And then the text was like just a shade off. So you had to have to say what the word is.
So he couldn't fake it. He actually
had to do it. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, is it me? I hope not. I don't know.
Well, you can't give him all the disabilities. I mean, he already can't hear. He breaks himself all the time. You don't want him to be colorblind, too. Now, to be fair, since I did bash my husband, Jeremy, I asked him in return what he doesn't like about me. Do you have any guesses?
No. Gosh, should I know this?
I would think it would be obvious.
What do you dislike the most about me?
Your smugness, your judgmental attitude, your inability to keep things that may be important, your complete lack of care for anything that I find to be interesting. That you, if you don't find it to be interesting, you have zero attention span.
Specifically what?
Sports, anything of any historical reference whatsoever, and doors and watches. You won't talk about those things either.
I bet you would have guessed that one.
Well, I mean, that was quite a list that he gave there. It wasn't one thing.
Now, he was being more sarcastic.
Of course,
but
yeah. In a kidding tone. I picked up on that.
Yeah, he was being sarcastic. But no, I can't help it. I have no tolerance for talking about stuff that I don't care about. But it's just because he collects baseball cards. I hate sports. So why are you going to come show me your baseball card? But I don't care. You have a lot of them. They all look the same.
Well, doesn't he sell them? Like, isn't it like a kind of an income with the memorabilia stuff?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't talk to him about it.
Well.
And he was like obsessively looking at watches for a long time.
Yeah.
And he would ask me, which one of these watches do you like better? Now, you would think if I'm going to ask you which options do you like, I might have like, what, 3, 4 at the most? He must have like 20 of them.
Oh,
and they're
gosh.
All just like slightly different. And I don't think.
Right. Watches, there's not. Oh, I mean, they're on your wrist. So there's not a whole lot of variety, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, there was such a slight color exaggeration that you probably wouldn't be able to pick it up, but your not colorblind husband, Josh, would be able to. It was completely the same. So I got to shut that down. Mm-mm.
Now, I have to tell you, when he asked me, because he did ask me out of the 3 options, he only gave me 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess maybe you whittle down from 20 to 30.
I guess. But then as much as I don't like doing that kind of stuff, I'll go shopping with him. And then he just brags on me for thank you so much for going shopping with me. I went shopping with him for a suit for the formal event and mm-hmm. for Kelly's wedding. And he had already picked everything out, but he just needed me to see it on him and approve of it.
Yeah.
So that made him happy. And then the one day he showed you the watches, I actually went and watched shopping with him.
I do have to tell you, I had a dream this weekend that I've been wanting to tell you and see if you could interpret it for me, translate it. I don't know what the word is. Anyways, so I slept a lot. And when I have an excess of sleep, I dream. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, during the week, whenever we have to get up so early, I, you know, sleep hard and I don't have any dreams. So there was an alien invasion and they're coming down like Mary Poppins, like with umbrellas.
Ooh.
Yeah. And like, as an earthling, I'm concerned. I'm like, oh my gosh, these aliens are invading us. But everyone else was like, you know, it's okay because they're coming in like Mary Poppins. And, you know, let's throw them a festival. I'm like, no, guys, this is an invasion. They're trying to take over our planet. And nobody seemed to care. They just wanted to celebrate these aliens. So I don't know. It was crazy to me, though. How does your mind come up with that kind of stuff?
That means that you're freaking out about something that nobody else is, that you're stressed out about something that either is not important or maybe it's the end of the world and you know it. Nobody else has picked up on it yet.
I guess. I don't know. We'll soon find out.
Let's hope Amy's not right. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And if you can, please help us out, because for the past several weeks, I have been struggling on how to end this. Like, what am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to just woohoo and air hump or bye, thanks for listening or what? So if you have any suggestions on a proper way to end this, like a sign off, like I want a sign off quote. So if you have anything catchy that we can sign off with, please let us know on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook and Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer she was looking for is a giant ego. I have a giant ego.